Now in flesh appearing, oh come let us adore him, oh come let us adore him, Christ the
welcome everybody to our annual Christmas concert. Tonight we're going to hear again the wonderful story of the birth of Jesus and the true meaning of Christmas.
Christmas? Did I hear you say Christmas?
Hello Charlie, nice to meet you again. I'm glad you've come.
I love Christmas and all the presents and the lollies and the sleighs and the reindeer and the presents and all the other stuff. I love Christmas, especially all the presents.
I see you've even made a list. Look. Oh, it's not going to come down. Wow, that is a list.
It's just there. Well, I guess there's reindeer and fake snow and Christmas trees with presents underneath and parties and lots of food and...
Well, all of those things are wonderful and great fun, but they're not the reason for Christmas.
They're not.
Would you like me to tell you the real story of Christmas?
Yeah, I love a good story. Does it begin with Once Upon a Time?
Well, sort of. It begins over 2,000 years ago. Actually, no, it does begin a long time ago.
Yay! They're the best kinds of stories.
So, once upon a time... Actually, no, that's wrong. In the beginning...
In the beginning, I like that. Great start.
In the beginning, God made two people, Adam and Eve, whom he loved very much. They lived in a beautiful garden.
Oh, I love gardens. I like to play hide and seek. And if there's no mums and dads around, I bet they could do anything they like.
Well, not quite. God gave them one rule. They were not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Only one rule? Lucky them. I have lots of rules. Make my bed. Play nicely with my sister. Say please and thank you. Do as I'm told.
Well, it wasn't quite so lucky because they did eat from the tree. So God had to send them away from the garden and out into the world.
Oh no, what happened to them?
Well, Adam and Eve had kids, and their kids had kids, and eventually they became all the countries of the world. But God still loved every one of them and wanted the people to know him.
God must have a really big heart to love all those people.
He sure does. Now, over many years, God sent messages to remind people how much he loved them and to tell them that he was going to send his son to them. But not many of them listened. They all kept doing just what they wanted and messing up their lives. But then it was the right time, and God put his great plan into action.
I know. He sent his son with a great big laser sword and an intergalactic army, and he yelled at all the people to make them listen.
No, it wasn't like that.
Or he came on a big white horse wearing shining armour and lots of soldiers that would scare the pants off them.
No, it wasn't like that either. In fact, the Bible tells us the story of how the Son came into our world. I think Tim is going to read that to us from the Bible now. Thanks, Tim.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she, what she has conceived is in her of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. But they had no union with her until she gave birth to a son and gave him the name Jesus.
There's a lovely Christmas carol about Jesus being born. I think, Charlie, I think most of the people here would know that. Shall we ask them to sing it for us?
Yeah.
Yes.
After two.
Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for a bed. Mary, loving mother mine, Jesus was the little child. He came down from earth to heaven, now is God and Lord of all. And his shelter was our stable, and his cradle was our score.
Made that up, because I think there ought to be a kangaroo.
Well, I think I can explain the other animals. You see, there's another book in the Bible that talks about what happened when Jesus was born. I think Charlene is going to come and read that one to us now.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Didn't say anything about the animals. I want there to be animals.
Well, because we're told that Jesus was put in a manger, which is like an animal's food trough, and because it says there was no room for them in the guest house or the inn, people have imagined that Jesus might have been born in a barn or something like a barn, and that there might have been animals nearby. You know, when I was a kid, a long time ago, one of my favourite Christmas carols was about the animals. I don't know that many people here know it, but I think the band are going to play it through for us. And I think we're just going to listen to it, one verse or introduction first, and then we'll see if we can get you all to sing it. Right, now we're going to have a bit of an orchestra and see how we get on this time.
Thank you.
Well done, everybody. Thank you.
What do you think of that, Charlie?
Right. Well, I really don't think there were kangaroos there, but never mind.
Aww. But anyway, what happened next? Did God tell everyone about Jesus being born with fireworks going boom, boom, and sparklers and rockets and...
No, nothing like that.
Oh, but I bet it was all on the TV news, and everyone got to hear.
Apart from the fact TV wasn't invented by then, no, it wasn't like that.
Oh, but at least all the important people got to hear, like that Governor Quirinius.
Oh, you mean Quirinius? Well, no, not even him. There were only actually a few people that God told, and the first ones were some shepherds.
Shepherds? They're not important people.
No, they're certainly not important. Yet, that is what God chose to do. He often uses ordinary, everyday people. I mean, Mary and Joseph weren't rich and important, and yet God gave them the job of being a human mother and father to his son Jesus. Shepherds were often looked down upon by people in the towns because they lived out on the hills with their sheep and were often the last ones to hear any news. Besides which, they smelt. Have you ever smelt sheep's wool, especially when it gets wet? Ugh.
Stinking shepherds. So how did God tell them?
Well, let's hear James read that to us from the Bible.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Wow, that would be something. Sky full of angels. Was it like the Wiggles concert with all the music and singing and dancing round?
Probably not. But these people here seem to like singing, and I think we should let them sing about the shepherds and the angels.
Let's rise and sing while shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Watch their flocks by night, O Satan, on the ground.
Please be seated. That's great, thank you.
Now, there were some other people that God told about the baby being born.
I bet he told everyone around, lots of friends and family, so they could all have a big party with balloons and streamers and cake.
No, it seemed that God had other ideas. The only other people he told actually lived in a country a long way away.
That's weird.
Yes, these men spent their lives watching and recording the stars they saw at night. So God sent a special star. I don't know how they knew, but somehow they knew that this star meant that a special king had been born in the land of the Jews. They thought it would be great to go and meet this king.
So they got on a plane.
No, there were no aeroplanes. We think they probably rode on camels because they had to cross the desert. It was a long journey for them, and it could have taken as much as 2 years.
2 years? That's crazy.
Would you like to hear what the Bible has to say about them? I think Tim might read that to us.
And ask, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him, and they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I think we can sing another carol.
Let's rise and sing, as with gladness, men of old.
Ever sing thy mercy.
Yes, we finally get to the presents. We can't give presents to the babies like the wise men did, so we give them to one another.
So what happened next?
Well, eventually Mary and Joseph and Jesus go back home to Nazareth, where they first came from. And Jesus grew up there, went to school, and when he was old enough, he learned to be a carpenter like Joseph was. When he became a man, he began to go around the country side, telling everyone about God and how much God loved them.
So was that love when the Wiggles went to the big entertainment centre with hundreds of people? Did he have a big microphone and have a street parade?
No, none of those things. Sometimes he did talk to a few thousand people. Other times he just talked to one or two. He kept telling them about God and how much God loved them.
I bet they all liked hearing that.
Well, the poor people and those who were sick certainly did, because Jesus explained how they were not beneath God's notice. But there were some religious people who didn't like it. They thought they knew better than anyone else, and they were the only ones that God would talk to. They thought they were the most important. In fact, they got so angry with Jesus, they wanted to kill him.
Kill him? But he was just telling people about God.
Exactly. In fact, he never did anything wrong. Yet those religious rulers got the Romans to nail him to a cross and leave him there to die.
But that's awful. Poor Jesus.
But this is the surprising thing. This was all part of God's big plan. That Jesus would die, and that would be paying the price for all the bad things that people have done and will do. And the best bit of all is that after 3 days, Jesus came back to life, and now he lives in heaven with God, but his spirit can live in us. It's like having a best friend who is with us all the time.
Wow, I'd like to have a best friend like that.
Well, you can. You just have to tell Jesus that you are sorry for the bad things that you've done and ask him to live in your heart and help you every day. It's that simple. And that's why Christmas is so special. We remember that God's plan was for Jesus to come as a baby and bring us back to him.
Now I really love Christmas. Yay!
So do I, Charlie. I love Christmas too. So we're now going to finish with the last carol.
Oh, I was told reliably before we started that the puppet looked like me. And I think there is a likeness. But we've had a lovely time with the puppet and hearing the word of God and hearing the words around the story explained to us that what are we here for? We're celebrating the birth of a child, the Son of God, who came to live amongst us so to know how we would be. It might be strange to some of you who are not used to this culture of being in a church like this and singing these songs, but it means that we can face tomorrow because there's a Saviour who died and loved us so much that he came to live amongst us. This next carol is probably my favourite, so you'll see me singing up. Joy to the world, let's rise and sing together. Loved seeing you here tonight and hearing your and seeing your smiling faces, haven't we? Yeah. And it's been great. Thank you to the wonderful band who've helped us all this year and been done such a lovely job. Thank you to Jesus. Now that's the end of our service. Thank you to Glenys and Charlie, right, Charlie, who helped us as well. And we'd love you to stay around for a little bit longer, but some of you have a distance to go. So let's close in prayer, and then I think the band have a final song. Is that, are you playing something? Okay, well, I'll pray, and then you play, and then we'll finish up. Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to live amongst us. Thank you that we can praise your name every day, no matter whether it's dark or whether it's light, and in our lives. We thank you that you walk with us. You were a baby, but you became a man, and now you walk with us and within us. And we thank you for that. Amen.
We'll go quick on the second. 1, 2.